I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, it takes one crazy guy to defeat another. After North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's latest nuclear test, Jimmy Kimmel is wondering how long it will take before the leader tries to blow up the West Coast. And Stephen Colbert draws a scary comparison between the dictator and Donald Trump. All that and more from Kimmel, Colbert, and Jimmy Fallon in today's Punchlines.
And North Korea may soon have the technology to nuke countries other than their own. Because last month, they tested a submarine-based missile called the Nodong. Nodong. Most men just get a sports car. He got a missile.
North Korea conducted what they claim was a successful test of their biggest nuclear warhead yet. So congrats to them. That's great. I'm glad they're finally figuring that out. It's really... will someone please tell Kim Jong-un they like his new glasses and he looks like he lost weight so he doesn't kill everybody on the West Coast?
The missile flew 300 miles before falling into the Sea of Japan. Man, the dolphins around Japan just cannot catch a break.
Some big international news, guys. This morning, North Korea claimed it successfully tested its fifth and most powerful nuclear warhead. Kim Jong-un called the test a major triumph, then asked how long it takes eyebrows to grow back. He says, I'm still a little close. Sorry about that.
Over the years, we've enjoyed a good ha-ha about little Kim's little nukes. But with a submarine-based nuclear missile, they might be able to threaten the United States. And suddenly, an unhinged strongman with a ridiculous haircut and nuclear arms isn't so funny anymore, especially since after November, we might have one of our own. And, you know...
Don't worry, though. Donald Trump is going to take care of all of this. How do you fight crazy hair? With even crazier hair.
You know what else isn't funny in North Korea? Everything. Because they banned the use of sarcasm. Now, they're not banning hyperbole. There's no need to. Because in North Korea, people really do feel hungry enough to eat a horse. And here's why they banned the sarcasm. Because Kim Jong-un fears people only agree with him ironically. Okay? All right, well, that's how he's feel. I'd like to take a moment right now to reassure Kim Jong-un. Dear leader, I want you to know that your ban on sarcasm is a great idea. So is so smart. Doesn't seem desperate at all. And setting off a bomb underneath your own country, genius. And by the way, that haircut, amazing. Doesn't make you look anything like a gang leader at a women's prison. Now, hope he feels better. Hope that makes him feel better.
Yeah, yeah.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.